VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The nation has bid farewell to George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Under the Washington National Cathedral's soaring arches, a final goodbye to the 41st president.
The most decent and honorable person I ever met was my friend George Bush.
Former Senator Alan Simpson among those eulogizing him.
To us, his was the brightest of 1,000 points of light.
Son George W. Bush was among three former presidents at the state funeral, briefly choking up in a eulogy that celebrated his dad's service, poked fun at his goofy side, and paid tribute to his strong sense of family.
The best father a son or daughter could have.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday his country would start developing intermediate-range nuclear missiles if the United States leaves a key arms agreement and begins developing the weapons as well. Putin told Russian news agencies that a U.S. withdrawal from the treaty would mean the U.S. has concluded it has to have these weapons, and Russia then will do the same. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told NATO ministers in Brussels Tuesday that the U.S. will begin the six-month process of withdrawing from the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty in 60 days if Russia does not regain compliance with the treaty. President Trump, who rattled global markets Tuesday after declaring himself a tariff man, predicted in a series of tweets Wednesday that the United States and China would negotiate a new trade deal. Trump said China is planning to resume buying U.S. soybeans and natural gas, which he said confirms his claim that China had agreed to immediately start buying U.S. products. This is VOA News.